It's time to get your sports weekend rolling. This is the WILS Weekend Kickoff with Dave Benton.
Welcome back. Weekend Kickoff 1320 WILS, streaming live at 1320WILS.com. Dave Benton here with my co-host and producer, Scott Eckersley. Talking NFL draft, and we're looking for your insight. What do you think the Detroit Lions should take with number 13, or do you think they should trade up and down, and what would you do? 393-3700, the number to call. I'm going to give you my idea of what the Lions should do right now, and then we'll probably take Scott's around 8:30. We're going to be talking plenty of draft. We're also going to be talking Dane Fife going to Michigan State. We're going to cover all that, but we want to stay with the draft right now. And Scott, I have three solutions for what the Detroit Lions should do, and they all depend on what they do. My number one, and I've been pressing this for a while, I think you do whatever it takes to trade up and get Patrick Peterson. And I know that might not be popular because they don't have a lot of draft picks as it is, but Patrick Peterson, to me, is a game changer on day one. The Detroit Lions have not had a shutdown corner from, I can't even remember one. I can't remember one. Even when Westbrook was leading the league in interceptions, he was still not a shutdown corner. He was still not a shutdown corner. So I can't remember the Detroit Lions ever having a shutdown corner. And with this defensive line, just like we were talking about, if you add depth to the defensive line, it helps the safeties. If you add Patrick Peterson to this lineup, all of a sudden, you shut down one side of the field. All of a sudden, that weakness at outside linebacker is a little less of a weakness because the safeties can help in pass coverage with the outside linebackers, and they can also help on the run. So Patrick Peterson, to me, should be the number one goal. And if they've got to trade up to get him, and if they've got to trade picks away to get him, then that's what you do. Now, if they, and we're going to break this down after I present these to you, Scott, so you can rip into me. If they keep 13, I want Daquan Bowers. As I said in the first segment, although he's an injury risk, I think the depth of having Cliff Avril already there and established and having Kyle Van Den Bosch makes it so he doesn't have to play every snap. He can be a pass rusher solely, and he can present that pressure that the Lions need. 15 and a half sacks as a senior at Clemson while drawing double teams all season long tells me he's a very talented defensive end and is a pass rusher. And that's what the Lions need. They need a guy that's going to push upfield and force a quarterback back into the pocket where Ndamukong Suh is waiting for him. That's what the Lions need. So if they don't trade up and they stay at 13, that's where they want. Now, my number two solution behind going with Patrick Peterson would be to trade down. And this is what I think they should do. If I was the GM of the Lions, this is what I would do. New England Patriots have two first-round picks, two second-round picks, and two third-round picks. They need an offensive lineman. Matt Leit's not getting any younger. If Costanzo, the tackle from Boston College, is still available at 13, the Patriots have the 17th overall. I look to trade down to the New England Patriots. I trade down. I get another second-round pick or maybe a third-round pick. I pick up Mark Ingram from Alabama. Now, is it a stretch at 13? Probably. But at the same time, I think it's enough of a stretch at that point that you could get Mark Ingram and it'd be okay. Why do we want Mark Ingram? Javid Best has proven he can't carry the load all by himself. I want Javid Best out on the edge. I want Javid Best catching passes and getting 10 rushes a game. If Mark Ingram enters the lineup, that gives us 15 to 20 carries a game from Mark Ingram, and it takes the workload off of Best and also takes the pressure off of Matthew Stafford. So although defense is the number one need, if the Lions can trade down and get Mark Ingram, then maybe they can use one of those second-round picks, or both maybe, to trade up in the late first round, and you pick up a cornerback like Jimmy Smith from Colorado, or a cornerback like Miami's Brandon Harris, and you cover that cornerback position and your need for a running back all in one move. Now, Scott, I know we only got about a minute and a half here. We'll talk about this more after the break, but overall thoughts of that idea?
I like it, and the only thing I'm worried is if they do stick with the 13, and we don't know that Daquan Bowers is going to fall. This has all come out in the last week and a half. Oh, yeah. But, I mean, he was projected top three pick until we heard about his knee. So we don't know exactly what teams are going to do. So if Bowers isn't there, do you say the not pick at 13?
I don't want the 13th pick, period. You know, I think there's good players at the 13th, but I don't want the 13th pick. I want Peterson, or I want to trade down and get more picks to make up for that pick that they lost due to the whole penalty situation. They need picks. They need to solidify this roster. They need to create more building blocks for the future. They're so close, but they can't do it with just one player unless it's a Patrick Peterson. That's my opinion on the whole situation. We'll talk more about this. We'll get Scott's solution coming up next. It's Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS.